Welcome to Textonation. Joining us today is Barnaby, Director of Excitement at EGO. Thanks for joining us, Barnaby.
Hey, no problem. I'll try to live up to my title.
Yeah, I was saying, that's quite a title you've got there. Give us some background for folks who aren't familiar with EGO, what the company's all about. You've been doing some really innovative things.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, the first thing they want to know is, where did you come from? I've never heard of the brand, because if you're going to invest money into new technology, that being battery-powered, you want to have a sense that the company's going to be around for a while. And so we are part of a company called Shirvan, which is one of the top 10 tool makers in the world. We've been around for 20-plus years. We're an OEM, so we make tools for other people, and then they put their labels on them. So it's all the big brands you're familiar with, all the professional brands. I mean, we've done contracts for just about everybody. But EGO is the brainchild of the CEO who said, I just want to do something different. As he once said, I've made enough money doing what I did, well, still do, that being an OEM, but now I want to change the world. And so our slogan is, better tools, better world. And so EGO has been around now in the stores for about 4 years, and we are the industry's most powerful, fastest charging, and highest rated line of cordless outdoor power tools.
What's really different about, we're going to talk specifics in a minute about some of the things you have out there.
Sure.
But what is really different about the battery power that EGO is using? As contrasting with the competitors?
Yeah, we took 8 years to develop our battery. Previously, the benchmark was 40 volts. And we just said, you know, we want to make the most sophisticated and longest running, most powerful, fastest charging, and longest life battery that we could make. And so if you were to just kind of dissect it, the battery, first of all, one of the tests that just causes people to just their eyes widen and they emit a groan is when I take one of our batteries and I just heave it down the road and it'll bounce end over end down the road. People go, oh my gosh, you can't do that to a battery. It's like, well, yeah, you can if you build it to our specifications. So it is, the electronics are all potted. So when we build the power head management system at the top of the battery, then we encase it in a resin so there is no vibration. It's virtually waterproof. It's IPX4. On the batteries. I mean, we have, for stupid pet tricks, actually immersed it in water and then pulled it back out. But obviously, that's not recommended. But it can weather moisture and dust and impact. We also have something called Keep Cool Cell Technology. Around each one of the battery cells, we have a sleeve that actually will start to liquefy when the battery goes under extreme load. Now, most batteries, the death knell for a battery is heavy load, which produces heat. So what we do is we try to exhaust heat away from the battery any way we can. And so with each cell wrapped, that helps to cool it, much the same as perspiration running down your face cools the human body. Two, we have what we call an arc design to the battery, not a brick where all the batteries are just lined up one on top of another, but rather they're fanned out in an arc, creating greater surface area and more points of ventilation. So we think superior technology all the way across the board. And so when you look at the runtime of the battery, the power of the battery at 56 volts, I had mentioned that we had, you know, observed that 40 volts was the max previous to us. And now we're 40% more powerful than a 40 volt. We have, on average, 2,000 charge cycles. So the life of the battery, if you were to use this battery once a week, as somebody, say, down south might do, if you have a growing season like that, once a week times 50, just for math purposes, weeks in the year, you would get approximately 40 years of use out of one of our batteries. Now, that's in laboratory conditions. So I always say, just cut that in half. Now you're down to 20 years. Cut that in half. You're down to 10 years. I mean, we have really revolutionized batteries as far as their life, their power, their engineering, the components. So it's just a better machine, or a better battery in this case.
And you're putting those batteries to good use. This is the season when people are out there battling the leaves.
Oh, yeah.
week after week, day after day, You've got a couple products on the market to help people do that. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we've got three blowers now currently on the market. I guess you could say our Generation 1, which is available online, would be the fourth. But the newest ones in the stable would be the 575 CFM, that's cubic feet per minute, handheld. So this is what I affectionately call a hurricane on a stick. You simply are holding it down by your hip, and when you light it up, it can achieve powers of 142 miles per hour at the tip. So this has all the power of any gas handheld blower, and yet it's battery powered. It weighs only 8 pounds. There is none of the horrible dance that people have to do these days with anything that is gas powered, where it's prime, choke, pull, 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 prime, choke, pull, pull, pull. And some people, the next step is just to throw it and go buy an Ego, because it's just so hard to get gas to work these days. It runs less long than gas. I mean, I'll be completely honest, because gas is a limitless supply of just glug, glug, glug. You pour it in and you keep going. What we'll have is, on average, you'll get probably about an hour, say, on low, which for most people, if the leaves are dry and you're simply trying to push them along into a cohesive pile for collection, an hour plus is great. If you are looking to blast really wet leaves continuously, I mean, I'm talking about almost the consistency of burlap bags that are soaked, you know, 15 minutes on turbo. But nobody ever, and depending on the size of your lawn, I mean, that would be a long time hitting turbo, 15 minutes. So it really does get the job done that you're asking of it. It comes with a 5-amp-hour battery, and it's very reasonably priced. So that's a great blower. The other blower that you had referenced is our backpack blower, which only has, when you contrast the two, the handheld has 575 CFM. The backpack has 600, and it only has a couple miles per hour more speed at the tip. But now you've got the battery on your back. It's more comfortable. You can carry it for hours on end, and you can put a bigger battery on it that'll increase the runtime up to 2 hours on low. So it's just depending on how you like to slice it. If you simply want to get the job done, the 575 CFM is great. If you're a long hauler out there and just really want maximum comfort, then the 600 CFM backpack blower is a good way to go. So some options to have.
What's the pricing on those?
Okay, so the 575 with a 5.0, and I always tell people the best way to check the price is because there's an ebb and flow to this. In the big box realm, exclusive to Home Depot. So as of today, and it's November 15th, this interview, it's $349 for the 575 CFM with a 5.0 battery. For the backpack blower, it will come in two different flavors. You can get it with a 5-amp-hour battery, and that will run about $259 at Home Depot as of today. With the 7.5-amp-hour battery, which will increase the runtime dramatically, that's going to be about $494. But still, when you compare it to gas backpack blowers, you are right there in the sweet spot. And yet, it's half as much weight and a fraction of the noise. I mean, we are really at 64 dB. We are essentially as loud as a hand dryer in a bathroom. You know, in like an arena or something, when you punch that, just you can talk right over it.
And you don't have to be wearing the earmuffs to protect you.
Right, and you know, it's interesting. People do say, well, I live in a historic district, and there's a big park down the way. And anytime I see a city crew down there with their gas machinery, I run down with the Ego just to get their A/B comparison, and they are all just so thankful for not having to walk in the plume of awfulness that is the exhaust of a two-stroke engine, and also the noise, as you mentioned, and the weight. There's so many things that can be subtracted when you go with a high-efficiency battery-powered platform. It's just a question of time before I think gas disappears in this realm.
We'll be back with more with Barnaby of Ego in just a minute. First, this message from VideoBlocks. I love to take pictures and shoot video, and of course, I edit a lot of audio. That's why I was so excited to find VideoBlocks, an amazingly rich place to find royalty-free video, images, and sound. I've been a customer and can't tell you how much VideoBlocks has helped in creating everything from family videos to commercials. So I asked them, can you give Textonation listeners a break? Boy, did they. A triple bundle that gives you unlimited access for a year to thousands and thousands of video clips, images, and audio files. All three for just $149. Imagine this behind the video of your mother-in-law carving a turkey. The deal? You'll only find it at videoblocks.com/textonation. I know you'll love it as much as I do. That's videoblocks.com/textonation. Act now. Special offer ends December 31st, 2017. We're back with Barnaby, director of Excitement at Ego. Barnaby, we've talked about the fall cleanup and how to tackle the leaves, and right behind that, snow will be falling, and you've got equipment to handle that too. Tell me what you're doing.
Well, what we've done here at Ego is we have introduced the best battery-powered snow blower out there, and a lot of people look at that and they say, really, how in the world can you push heavy snow with battery power? And it's all about the power and the torque. When you think about just the torque of any electric motor, I mean, it runs locomotives, it runs elevators, it runs your washing machine, which is relentless. So battery power, it can throw snow up to 35 feet. Now, this is a single stage snowblower. So you've seen those just you essentially are pushing them along. Maybe they've got a little bit of assistance when the paddles hit the ground, but not much. But it's great for sidewalks, great for driveways, not country driveways. But in my neighborhood, I've got a driveway. I can park 8 cars in my driveway, and I can snowblow all that. And I live on a corner lot, a large corner lot. I can do the sidewalk all the way around. I can do the approach sidewalk, and then I can do the neighbor's driveway and also their sidewalks, and then start on down the road and just run until there's no more power. So it is a perfect solution if you live on virtually any suburban lot or any city lot, certainly, or if you have a business. It's a great snowblower. Has all the power and performance of gas without the noise, fuss, or fumes.
A lot of people would have their doubts that a battery-powered snowblower could really be effective. So
yep.
Tell us
a
how
lot of people.
This.
Well, people wonder about Tesla. How is it that a car can be faster than a Mustang off the line? That's simply battery power. It is just the marriage of the battery to the motor. That's how we work it with Ego, with all of our products, where we, let's say with our mowers, we were put up against all the gas mowers out there, and we have all the power and torque of a gas mower. Now, of course, gas mowers are just cutting blades of grass. Snow is a different beast. So what we do is we put two batteries in our snow blowers. It comes in a 5.0 amp hour, two of those, and or a 7.5 amp hour, two of those, and they run simultaneously, delivering massive amounts of energy to the engine, if you will. It's a motor, but it's designed in concert, one to the other, to maximize the throw. And so for this, it's simply, you can go to egopowerplus.com or any one of the reviews that they have out there. And if you're lucky enough, you'll be able to see this in action. But the blades or the paddles are flipping around so quickly. Snow, which by nature is just frozen water, is ingested and expelled. And again, throwing at 35 feet, that's on par with a two-stage. So it's just one of those marvels of science where power is relentless when it's manufactured and designed appropriately, and so that's really the hallmark of the Ego snowblower.
And you're not, you don't include like the self-propelled capability in this, because essentially you're running on battery power, and that would really chew things up fast, I guess.
Yeah, and I always say that we all go to the gym, we do all these things because we just don't work out in life, and it snows somewhat infrequently in the big scheme of things. It's not like every day. And I mean, I look forward to going out to get into the cold and just push this mower or the snowblower along. And it scrapes right down to the pavement. I would approximate it to just pushing a snow shovel. Of course, if the snow is wet and heavy, it's going to be easier than pushing a snow shovel because it's going to be doing the work for you. But there is virtually no propulsion to it. But my 14-year-old son now takes delight in snow blowing because it's just fun to use. It just is so easy and so quiet. It's just marvelous. And I would not fear the workout. It's not like you're going to be sweating by any stretch of the imagination. You're simply going to be out there enjoying winter and all of its travails, I would say.
And really, to sum things up, Barnaby, the key advantages to going with battery power over traditional gas or even the plug-in equipment, which I guess can be dangerous in the snow.
Right. Yeah, the advantages would be that these days, with gas, with the ethanol that is in gas, you have to stabilize it the second it comes out of the pump into your can. Otherwise, within 30 days, you start to get a separation of the water that's in the gas and the fuel itself, and then that wreaks havoc with any motor. So I once was at a demonstration outside of Turner Field in Atlanta with EGO, and this guy came up to me, and he just looked me square in the eye and said, "You're going to put me out of business." And I said, "Well, that's tough for me to hear. What is it that you do?" And he goes, "I'm a small engine repair person, and 90% of my business right now is simply trying to resurrect a motor that has been damaged by the separation of oil, of the water and gas. It's just, it's tough. And then you have to have oil. You've got to do tune-ups. You've got to go to the gas station. You've got to drain the gas at the end of the season or stabilize it again, or you have to then drain the oil and put new oil in. I mean, it's just such a hassle. Ours, you simply push a button, pull a bar back, and you're on your way with all of our tools.
One thing we really haven't talked about, that in the final thing probably, is storage space. And you have some advantages there, whether you're talking about the snowblower or even your mowers, right?
Yeah, we think that all these tools usually take up too much space because the handle projects at a 45-degree angle outward. And, you know, so you put it in the garage and suddenly it's taking up the space of, you know, a couple of bicycles. So what we have done is made all of our tools, well, the mower and the snowblower, compactable. So it's a wonderful moment again where you, with the mower, you would simply unclasp a couple of hasps on the handle, push it down so it telescopes inward, then slide the handle forward, and then pick it up and stand it right on end. And so now, let's say the lawnmower would take up the space of, well, what I always say is these days, carry-on luggage for a flight, you know, just a big suitcase. Same thing with the snowblower. It's a 21-inch snowblower, can handle about 12 to 14 inches of snow, right? And so you simply fold the handle forward and flip it up on end, and it will take up the space of a garbage can. So it's so much better. And you can actually, certainly with the snowblower, you could lift it up and hang it on the wall. The mower itself only weighs 56 pounds. You could do the same with that if you really wanted to. So, yeah, we've put a lot of thoughts into these tools, and it just comes up as being very convenient and user-friendly.
Pricing on the snowblower?
Pricing on the snowblower, depending on how many amp hours that you're going to be getting, $5.99 at Home Depot. Again, check the price because it fluctuates, and $7.99 for the two 7.5 amp hour batteries. So $600 and $700 or $800. $600 for the 5 amp hour battery, and $800 for the 7.5 amp hour battery.
Well, congratulations on the innovations, and the website for people to go to for more info is www.egopowerplus.com. Barnaby,
yep.
Thank you for taking the time with us.
Fred, thanks for giving me the platform to enlighten folks as to what the future is, because it's happening now.